أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. In the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala asked us whether the great news of the day of Qiyamah has reached you, and we know it's common news that everyone knows about it. Even a non-believer, even an atheist will speak of the last day, and they might refer it to it as doomsday or whatever. And then Allah explained first the condition of the non-believers on that day. Those who knew about it but did not believe in it, and in fact went to the extent of making a mockery out of it. Certain conditions were explained before. Further, Allah Ta'ala says there in Jahannam, they, for these people who will now have to go into the fire of Jahannam, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ذَرِيْسِ نَهِي اُنْكَ پَاسْ خَانَا مَگَرْ جَارْ كَانْتُو وَالَا. They will have no food there to eat, but only of a tree which is known as ذَرِيْق. And this tree, it has been explained that it will be more bitter than aloe. In fact, aloe, we know it is bitter, but we cannot imagine what that bitterness will be. It will have what a terrible stench and foul smell, more worse than a corpse that is rotting away. Whenever anything rots away a body, then the terrible stench that comes, this will be even worse than that. And it will be more hotter than fire also. The people of Jahannam will suffer hunger, and terrible hunger, and anyone who has experienced hunger will know. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that a person who eats two meals a day doesn't know what hunger is. And we, even in Ramzan, we have our two meals, our sehri and our iftar. But those people who don't get food for 3-4 days, for a week, those people know what hunger is. So there, that hunger will be, they will have no food. And when they will want to have food, then they will be given this dari', which will be this thorny tree of Jahannam, and they will have no option, and they will be forced to eat that. The effect of it on the body will also be terrible, and the punishments of Jahannam, may Allah protect and save us all from it, are such that a person's body will be made right again, and then again that punishment will be inflicted. And for those who are khulood fil nar, who are going to stay forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam, it is unimaginable how terrible that condition is. To save us from that, Allah has blessed us with this great wealth of Iman, which we must see that we protect and keep it intact, and that we go with this Iman. May Allah make it easy for us. Then the food of Jahannam is such, this thorny tree, ذَرِيْق, لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعَ, نَا مُوتَا كَرَي اور نَا كَامْ آئِ بھوک میں, neither will there be any nourishment in it, and neither will it satisfy the hunger of a person in any way. Food is eaten for one of three reasons. Either just for enjoyment, a person is not really hungry, but he's just eating something for the nice taste, for enjoyment. Or he eats food for nourishment, that body must be nourished, so he eats food. Or he eats food when he's extremely hungry, and now he has to satisfy his hunger. So with regard to food of Jahannam, there is absolutely no question that there is any enjoyment in it. It will be, as explained, more bitter than an aloe, more smelling and foul smelling than a dead corpse. And thirdly, that it will more smelling than a dead corpse, and more hotter than fire. So how can that be any food? So it won't be tasty in any way whatsoever. But the other two things, this ayat negates it. There will be no nourishment in that food whatsoever, and neither will it satisfy the person's hunger also. His hunger will be also on its place. Yeah, in these beginning ayat, Allah Ta'ala is explaining the conditions of the people of Jahannam. In the ayats in front, Allah Ta'ala Bajal tells us, as is, the Quran Sharif goes normally in this way, that in front now Allah explains the beautiful conditions of the people of Jannat. And this is all that we also have fear of this punishment. And a person who really has that fear of the punishment of Allah, Allah saves that person from his punishment also. But a non-believer who does not even believe in it, and he doesn't care about it, and in fact makes a joke about it. And we have to be careful today how many we who are Muslims, we make a joke about these things. We take it like very lightly and we just pass a cursory remark about it, that we'll sort it out on the day of Qiyamah, as though the day of Qiyamah is some easy thing. Or many other things we pass those remarks, those are very dangerous remarks. Those are for those people who do not believe in them and they make those remarks. This is a real reality and we have to face it. May Allah Ta'ala, while we are in this dunya, give us the tawfiq to make our tawbah, to make our amal in such a way that we can get saved, and our children, our families, and the whole ummah. And we should be concerned for the whole of mankind. Many times some difficulty we go through, we say, may our enemy also not suffer like this. So even the non-Muslims, we must make dua, and wherever we can, we should make the effort also. Wherever we come in contact with them, to give them da'wat of Islam in such a way, from the conviction of the heart, that they can get saved from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all and grant us His wonderful enjoyment of Jannat. Wa akhiru da'wah.